Hey everyone, Elliot Olson here with the Multilocation Marketing Show. Welcome back to another episode. On this episode, we talk about what we're calling the local SEO maturity curve. So if local SEO is something that you guys are looking to improve and you want to understand what a immature program all the way up to a very mature local SEO program looks like, then this is the episode for you. You're not going to want to miss this. Hey everyone, welcome back to the Multilocation Marketing Show. This is Elliot, and I'm here with my co-host Matt.
Hello, how everyone. Doing, Matt?
Great, and this week we are talking about something we're excited about. We put together for you guys to help you understand kind of the maturity of where you are at in your local marketing as a multilocation business, and we're going to go over the steps of maturity and what we call the local SEO maturity curve for multi-location businesses. And so there's six levels, that you may find yourself at. And we're going to go through each of them. And we are going to, just talk about each one and kind of give you an idea of maybe where you're at and where you can go. And so, this episode's for we know with speaking through a lot of multi-location businesses that there's a lot of times a history to that business of how you've done things and tradition maybe even involved. there's a lot of reasons why you may find yourself where you're at. But if you are about not staying in the same place, growing, thinking about what the best multi-location businesses in the world are doing to make their locations more locally relevant so they can attract prospects that are looking for the services they're offering and the products they're offering, then this is the episode for you to really think about, hey, where am I at right now and where do I want to go? So anything to add to that, Matt?
Yeah, I would just say a little backstory. I mean, we've been doing multi-location local marketing for over a decade. We manage over 30,000 local markets. And, one of the things that we really know what's going on. And, the market obviously continues to change. I would say one of the biggest things that's happened over the last 10 years is more and more focus from Google on rewarding what we call local relevance. And that means Google is wanting to connect. They know that their customers using their search engine, and all the other search engines kind of follow in line with what Google does because they're the 800-pound gorilla. They've got, 85% plus of the market share. And so they are rewarding local relevance because that's what their customers are looking for. So there's a lot of categories of searches that Google is smart enough to know, hey, that's got local intent. If you're looking for a home service business or automotive service or healthcare, right? These are all things that Google understands you are looking for someone local, the vast majority of the time. And so as things have gone more local, then multi-location brands, they need a strategy to compete with single location businesses in their local market because those businesses are all about those particular service offerings and products in context of their local market. And that's what's being rewarded. And that's why you see when you search for local services, a lot of small single location businesses competing at the top of the search results, even though they don't have the brand cachet or the domain authority of, the big national brands and aggregators. And so you have the opportunity as a multi-location business to really compete and grow your business at the local level. And so the reason we love search and SEO, obviously search is, I would say, the greatest mechanism that humanity has ever devised to connect people looking for a product or service with companies that can fulfill that, right? And they can do it in the location where the service is relevant. And so search is so important. And obviously, there's a couple ways to get in front of people through search. One being you can do paid digital ads, which are great and effective. But you also can get in front of them through organic or earned methods, which by all studies show the consumers favor and trust more because you're getting a tacit endorsement from Google saying, this is the these are the companies that we feel best meet that need. And so that's, consumers understand that, and they want to connect with those companies that, you know, are being recommended, you know, in essence. And so that organic visibility is super important. The other thing that we found, and we talk about quite a bit on this channel, is we're generally producing leads through organic means, anywhere from 1/10 the cost to 1/32 the cost of what that lead could be derived from a paid digital ad. With paid ads, you're competing with other people. It's a bid system, and you pay every time somebody clicks on it. With organic, it's earned. And so you're there no matter what. When your ad budget runs out and you're doing ads, you're no longer visible. When you're doing organic, you're always there and you've earned that spot, and you don't pay every time someone clicks through. You just pay for the effort to implement and to put a good strategy in place and to do all the right things that Google is looking for to promote you to the top of the rankings. And that's, that effort is what we call search engine optimization or SEO. And as a multi-location brand, you have a lot of challenges to do that at scale across all your local markets. And so we developed over the years with our experience, you know, in talking to and working with multi-location brands across a wide range of industries, sizes, you know, it all works the same. Obviously, the messaging and the targeting is different, but the essence of search engine optimization, what's working, what's winning, those things are the same across all these markets. So this is applicable whether you're in home services or healthcare, financial services or automotive. You know, these tactics are going to be very similar. And one of the challenges we have, you know, as a company when we're talking to marketers is that they think a lot of times that they've got it covered. They've hired an SEO company. They're doing all right. They see their organic growing, but they don't really fully understand the full scope of the opportunity that's there for them. And most of the time when you dig in and you do a real assessment, you know, they're only capturing 30 to 40, 50% of the opportunity at the most if they're doing a really good job. And so as we, you know, as a company over the last couple of years really started thinking about, you know, how do you get to that 80, 90, 95% of the opportunity being captured and really maximizing the organic, because obviously it's the most cost-effective, most trusted way to be found by people looking for what you're doing. So almost every company wants to maximize that, but they don't always understand, you know, where they're at, how much of the opportunity they're actually capturing, and how to improve that. And so we found as companies tend to mature in their size and their marketing savvy, you know, in their expertise internally, you know, they kind of move down a path of maturity, right? Where, you know, and that's what we're going to go through today. And you know, not everybody slots perfectly into every stage, but in general, based on our experience, these are kind of the general buckets. You may be at stage one or two, but you're doing some good things from stage three or vice versa. So these are kind of like general buckets as we see people mature, but I think it will do a good job to really help you kind of understand, you know, maybe where you're at. Maybe you'll see some of the history that you've been through as an organization, some of the things that you're doing well, some of the things that you could be doing, you know, to improve. And then, you know, kind of what kind of results we see, you know, at each stage where people are generally like what kind of percentage of the opportunity that they're gaining. And we'll throw in a little case study as well of a real world example of a company where we engage with them, how they kind of moved down the stages of the curve and what it did for their business. So I think this will be really informative and hopefully helpful for everyone out there who really wants to grow organically, wants to capture more of those, you know, high value, high quality, cost-effective leads and really dominate, you know, their local markets and grow their organization. So the upside is obviously, you know, tremendous growth, you know, higher marketing ROI, more leads, happier local representatives who are loving what you're bringing to the table, and obviously just overall revenue growth for your company. So that's what we're going to get into, and we're real excited about this. And you'll be able to download the full ebook as well, where you can use that as a reference to this podcast. But this will be just kind of explaining that. So as you're listening to this podcast, I'd highly recommend downloading the ebook as well and read through that, and then, you know, referencing that as we're talking through some of these stages today.
Great. All right. So the first level we're going to talk about is what we're calling chaos. So Matt, what is chaos?
Well, you know, chaos is really just that, you know, you've kind of put something up, you know, a lot of times we see this with new organizations, right? Where they're really busy. Their focus of the management team is getting operations up and running, boarding on, you know, maybe their first new location, or, you know, their first handful of locations. And they're really not thinking about organic visibility, SEO. Maybe they're doing some things marketing, but, you know, they've generally put up a website and they've defined their products and services, and they've got, you know, a brochure online, and that's really the extent of it, right? So they're really not, that's why we call it stage zero, because at this stage, you're really not even thinking about visibility, you know, how we're ranking and those types of things. It's just, hey, we have a web presence up and it tells a little bit about our company, what we do, and you're really not even thinking about, you know, how we're ranking and how we're connecting with customers who are looking for what we do in our local markets.
Great. And then from there, we move on to more what we call basics. So we add in some things like location pages, maybe business listings. Do you want to kind of expand on that, Matt?
Yeah, I would think, you know, generally companies that start to get their feet under them, maybe they put somebody in charge of marketing, and they've had the time to start really thinking about, okay, what are we trying to accomplish here? You know, as you start to get locations, every time you have a new franchisee or a dealer, you know, what are they going to do? They're going to complain that they're not getting enough leads, that they're not, you know, becoming visible. And you just know as an organization that, hey, we have to start doing marketing. We have to start, you know, being there when people are looking for what we're doing at the local level. And so they start, you know, doing some things. A lot of times people might hire a web development company that's also doing SEO for them to kind of put a next generation website together for them. Maybe they're rolling with the site that they initially put up, but they've hired an SEO company to start thinking about SEO. You might start doing a little bit of keyword research. You might start, you know, developing some best practices on your website. Maybe you create some location pages for your individual location, so consumers can find the local branch that is closest to them that may service their needs. And, you know, a lot of times in this phase, we'll see people really trying to support, you know, visibility through running some digital ads, you know, some other traditional forms of marketing, maybe things that worked well for them. Maybe as they expanded, maybe you were a single location business and now you've opened up a new market or two. And a lot of times, maybe you still have that single corporate website that was focused on your original market. And now you're looking at moving into additional markets. So you're, you know, sometimes we even see a step back, you know, where, we've taken what was working in our local market. We were in one market and now we're in three markets. And so we've tried to generalize the website and then get more local relevance through our location pages, but we don't have as much content talking about the one market. And so maybe we see things go down in our original market and not gaining traction in, you know, the new markets that we're in. So it's really the stage where you're just starting, you know, to really think about things and wanting to improve them and putting the basics in place.
Gotcha. And then the next step, you know, you start getting a little, or next level, you start getting a little more tactical. So what does that look like?
Yeah, again, I think it's, you know, the next stage, right? Where, again, you're hearing from your locals, your local reps that, hey, we need more leads. Hey, we're getting smoked by the competition. You know, what are you doing? You said you're going to be supporting us from a marketing perspective. And they're really now knowing that, hey, this is a problem. We need to solve it. And so we see people, you know, maybe bolstering their local location pages, or if they didn't have those, they're developing those out now. They're definitely trying to do some SEO, you know, best practices, whether the marketing team's trying to do that on their own. They're learning about those things. They're optimizing page titles. They're trying to have a keyword focus on the pages, the content pages that they're doing. Maybe they're introducing some high-level blogging that they're going to do on site. And they're really putting an effort in, right? And a lot of times we see frustration building at this point because they're trying to get penetration in those local markets, but they're not getting a lot of traction. And they're just trying different things. They may hear somebody say, hey, I can do SEO. They get an ad, somebody emails them and they think, oh, let's try this, let's try that. You know, so it's a little bit of this, a little bit of that, kind of flying by the seat of their pants. And they're trying to get traction, but, you know, a lot of times they have a mixed bag of results.
Yeah. And then the next level is strategic. We would call it strategic. And this is where you start to measure things, start to realize the importance of that, and begin to put some basic KPIs around what you're doing in terms of digital ads, organic, and begin to measure stuff. What else would be a part of that?
Yeah, I would say a lot of times, you know, as the organization grows, you can support more of a marketing team. Maybe you've brought in a professional that has a lot of marketing, digital marketing experience. They're really starting to think about things in more of a strategic way. So you're starting to bring in more planning, you know, keyword research, maximizing the different keywords that you're getting found for, developing, you know, a content architecture on your website to support the keyword strategy. Like you said, putting in place KPIs, measuring the rankings of specific keywords, really trying to improve those local market pages so that they're optimized for that local market. Those are the types of things that, you know, where you're really starting to think about things from a strategic level. You know, maybe you go out and hire a more professional SEO company that comes in, and you're really, as an organization, trying to think about things from an organic perspective. You're probably running digital ads as well, and you're looking at all your channels, how they're producing, and you're really putting, you know, in place the best practices, you know, from an SEO perspective. You're generally going to be doing business listing management for each of your locations. You know, you're optimizing your Google business profile, right? Those pages, trying to do the things to, you know, move those rankings up. You're going to be doing review management so that you're soliciting reviews from customers and responding to reviews, you know, which are really good kind of offsite tactics for building more local relevance. You're building up your citations. Maybe you're doing some backlinking, you know, at the local level. You are probably blogging, you know, on a regular basis, getting good content. Generally, we see that being done kind of at the corporate level. And a lot of times people have the idea that we're going to be building our corporate domain authority. And by doing that, we're going to do well and better in each local market. And a lot of times with this approach, you know, we can see some pretty good success, a lot of growth from stage two to stage three. What we find, depending on how competitive the market space is, you can do a decent job of getting visibility for, you know, kind of like maybe those main handful of keywords. you know, usually 3 to 5 keywords per location. Really specific. And then a lot of times you're doing well in your Google local listings and the map pack, you know, pretty tightly around the proximity to your physical location. As you move out, you know, from that, the signal, if you will, gets weaker and you tend not to do as well, further out from your location. And, you know, you're not, really doing as well, you know, in those local markets. You're really not thinking as much about the sub geographies, you know, around. And so this is where a lot of times, we engage with clients that are multi-location that are saying, hey, we're doing all the SEO best practices. We've really seen some good gains, but we haven't really moved into that position where we're dominating, you know, in those local markets. And there's a lot of room for continued growth. So just to bring kind of a real world case study, we have a client called Sunburst Shutters. They're a national shutter and window treatment brand in about 40 to 50 markets in the US. Excuse me. And when we started working with them, this is kind of where they were at, right? They had a really professional corporate website. They had really well done corporate pages for each of their locations, you know, around the country. And they tended to be one location per market. So they had a location in Indianapolis. They had a location in, you know, Nashville, a location in Cleveland, a location in Las Vegas. And they were really trying to support those individual locations. And while they had some success, you know, it was a mixed bag, right? Very competitive markets, they were lagging a bit. Less competitive markets, they were doing okay. And we found, you know, in doing the research, they were, you know, about 10%. So we defined for them, and, you know, always the first step in this is to really have a full understanding of how you're really doing, right? It's easy sometimes as marketers to say, hey, we've got that box checked and we're doing a great job. We're seeing gains in our organic traffic and our organic leads. But are you really assessing the full scope of the opportunity, you know, in the local market? And this is where it's really good to take a step back and say, you know, for these top 25 to 50 keywords, how are we really doing, you know, when we're searching from the local market? So if we're looking like we're a consumer in Las Vegas and I search for Las Vegas shutters, how am I doing at different points in the city? You know, how am I doing if I'm looking in from Henderson or Carson, you know, suburbs that are around the area that people that are just as good of an opportunity for us, but maybe they're searching, you know, from those suburbs. And, you know, when you look at that totality of the picture, you know, how are you doing in that market? How much of that opportunity are you capturing? And so when Sunburst, you know, did that assessment and that analysis, they were only in the top 3 search results for about 10% of their keywords on average across all their markets. Some markets were doing a little better. Some markets were doing a little worse. And they were on page 1 of the search results for about 30% or so of the search terms that they were looking at. So again, they were doing all the right things. They had an SEO company, consultant that was doing the SEO for them. They were blogging. They were writing great content. They had a really powerful national brand site. They were, you know, great photography, great product presentation. They were doing all the right things, but yet they just couldn't get traction at the local level where people were actually looking to buy, right? And so they were really struggling with that. And so as we did that analysis, they were kind of blown away, like, wow. And the reason that the top 3 is really important is because that's where the lion's share of the traffic is. So if you look at any number of studies, Advanced Web Rankings has a great live study that is constantly going on with millions and millions of keywords. And they'll show you the click-through rate for different types of search engine result pages. You know, if it has a map pack, if it doesn't, if it's got different features of the result set. And typically on an organic listing, 35% of the clicks go to the number one organic listing, you know, beyond the map pack. And then when you get to the next level, you know, you're somewhere in that 18% range, and then you're probably in the 10 to 12% for the third position. And then after that, it's, you know, 5 to 7, 3 to 4, you know. So even when you're on the bottom half of the page, like you're talking in the low 1 to 3% click-through rate. So the difference between that and 35% is massive, right? Even going from second position to first position, you're more than doubling your amount of traffic that you're getting. So there's this massive, so when we do these analysis, it's really important to kind of look at that top three versus page one versus off of page one. And when you start to look at that, you really get a good picture of how much of the opportunity are you truly capturing, and what's the upshot for your organization if you were able to, you know, take that to the next level. And so with Sunburst, like, as I said, they were 10% or so in the top three, and they were about 30% on page one. And that's when they really said, what they started looking to say, what can we do to really grow this? Because there's this massive upside for us. And we know that these organic leads are way more cost effective than spending all this paid budget on it. And we want to maximize that. And so that's where, you know, a lot of companies really are hungry to get to that next level. And that is when we get to stage four, right? And so as I talked about at the beginning, you know, localization is so important because that's what Google is looking to reward, because they know their customer is looking to connect with a local business. So if you appear more locally relevant to Google, they're going to reward that, right? And if you dig a little deeper and you look at what does Google say that they are rewarding, you know, it's content, it's relevance, right? Both to the topic and to the geography. So if your business looks and feels more relevant to the local market, they're going to reward you for that across more things. So I always think about, you know, if you have location pages that are really well done on your corporate website, that's still one page in a website of hundreds, if not thousands of pages. So, you know, maybe that one page, say you had 100 pages, 1% of the content of your site is relevant to the specific market and the services that you're offering in that market. And you can do okay for a really slim number of terms for that, but you just don't have the depth and breadth of content to compete with local businesses in that market where they have an entire website all about those products and services in context of the local market. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you're going to look a lot more relevant. So that's where we see, you know, as businesses start to think about how can I become more locally relevant? How can I have a local web presence for each of my locations that is really focused and optimized for the local market, the sub geographies around it, and then the products and services? So if I have 50 pages that are all unique and dialed in for that local market, talking about the different products and services, talking about topics that consumers are interested in, that they're searching for and looking for. I'm blogging, I'm creating internal link structures that talk about that local market and those products. Google sees that as much more authoritative. So what happens is, as you start thinking about localization in this way, you start to become really entrenched in each of your local markets and building authority at the local level that Google is then rewarding. And that shows up in a variety of ways. Obviously, it shows up in your map pack and your Google Business Profile rankings. It gets you more rankings for a broader area. One way that we found, if people are just searching for a term like AC repair, you know, that tends to default to local proximity much tighter, but your signal strength from your location tends to grow as you're doing better and you're looking more relevant. So you're found at a much broader range. You also, if people use a geographical modifier, so let's say they say Indianapolis AC repair, then what we found is that you get found at a much broader area if you've done a really good job of building that local relevance. And then in the organic rankings, you know, below the map pack, you're going to do much better for a much wider result set. So not just those top handful of terms, but a really broad set of search terms, different ways people are searching for things, questions people have about the topic, you know, that you can connect with consumers on, and then they are introduced to your brand, and then you can build, you know, awareness. You can bring them into your nurturing pipelines. You know, you can do all those things that, you know, modern marketing is really doing well. You're just dramatically expanding it. And then those secondary markets that people are in and that they're searching for as well, you know, you start to get visibility in those. And so when you combine all those things together, we just see a tremendous amount of growth. And that comes, you know, at this stage, just by having something. And a lot of times what we recommend and what our clients will do is we take the assets that they already have at the corporate level and we repurpose them and make local versions of those, right? So that they have this unique and locally relevant copy where every page of that local web presence, you know, again, whether it's on a subdomain or a standalone domain. So some of our clients like Sunburst Shutters, they used sunburstshutterslasvegas.com and they have like a unique domain for each of their locations. Other clients have used a subdomain where they'll have lasvegas.acmewidgets.com, right? The corporate brand, or even subdirectories where it becomes part of that. Now there's an advantage of localizing where through subdomain or standalone domain, Google views that more as a unique property. So you get some benefit from that, but you still can get benefit from the subdirectory approach as well. But the key is that you're developing content talking about your products and services that's unique and relevant to that local market. And once they start doing that, that's where the spigot really turns on and they kind of break through that, you know, 10 to 30% like Sunburst was getting. Even if you're a little bit higher than that, you know, say you're at 30 and 50, right? You still have like this tremendous upside that you can capture by doing it. So that content is really kind of that next phase in the maturity. So as you start thinking about that content and how do we get that local content on, that's where you really start to see that next level of growth, because now Google's seeing each of your locations as a property that is building local relevance in the local market. So I know that's a long explanation, but I just want to stress, you know, how important that is. And getting that localization, that local relevance mindset, where now instead of doing everything centrally with location pages, now we're really building that authority in each of the local markets. And that can be overwhelming to a lot of marketers. That's why we've developed MarketSnare. So there's tech that can do that now and manage that and do it at scale, where it's really just a bolt-on to your strategy. It's not like this huge amount of new work with the right technology. And that's, I think, what's held a lot of people back, you know, at stage three, is they don't really understand what's available to them in the marketplace and what that can do. So as they kind of start to do this and implement these strategies, you're going to see, you know, a massive amount of growth. And at this stage, a lot of times people are just getting into it, right? They're like, okay, we've now got uniqueness at the local level. We've got a bunch of pages. We've got unique content. And that alone can make a huge boost, even if they're not doing a lot more with it, other than just having that local presence and that local content set and, you know, pointing their business listings to that local profile. And now all of a sudden they went from this like really slim amount of content to this massive amount of content for each local market. And Google starts indexing all of that and they just see their rankings, you know, really skyrocket.
Yeah, I was trying to think through like a percentage of people out of all the people we've talked to, out of all the people I call, you know, what percentage of them have some sort of local web presence. And it's pretty small. I mean, the people that are operating at this level of game, you know, it's probably maybe 10% of the thousands of, you know, franchises or manufacturers with dealer networks or, you know, multi-location businesses that we look at. So there is so much opportunity, and the ones that are doing it, the 10% that are doing it, are seeing, I mean, that's why not every business is the same. So, you know, they're growing like crazy. So,
just bring back in that case study. So we talked about Sunder Shutters, and when they went from where they were, with just kind of that single site national strategy to true localization, they saw about a 300% gain in local organic traffic and leads across their organization in the first, you know, 12 to 18 months of the program being in place. And so a lot of times, you know, and they did that while reducing their costs per lead by about 60%. So what happened is they put these local sites out there. We repurposed their assets, and they have localized versions of them in all their local markets. They started getting indexed. They started rising up the rankings, getting found for more terms and more subgeographies. And that's what led to just a tremendous gain. So again, their organic traffic went way up, and their leads, you know, subsequently, because they were in front of more people were seeing them, and more people were turning into leads that were turning into business. And a lot of times people think, well, were you just basically taking traffic that would have been there at the corporate location pages and pushing it to the local sites? So it was kind of a wash. That couldn't be further from the truth. So what we've seen, and what we see in every one of these programs, is kind of this rising tide lifts everything. And so what actually happened, and if you download the ebook, you can see more of this case study in depth. But from where we started, the organic traffic to the corporate site over this period of time more than doubled. And then they started like with barely any local organic traffic, and that just exponentially grew. And so the sum total of it all was they grew that organic traffic across the organization and lead flow by over 300%. And so it was just this massive gain, right? And so they saw that, and, you know, we see that same thing, you know, across all of our programs. So when you implement this, it will work, and it will produce those kind of results. And so that's why we say this is the next major step in the maturity, because now you're really building this foothold in each market, and you're seeing the results from that.
So that is a good segue into our last level or stage, which we call domination. So what's the differences between, you know, localization, that stage, and domination, just in terms of growth and maturity?
No, that's great. That's a great question. So, you know, at stage four, it's like you can get to stage four by just having that next level of localization. Obviously, that brings in the best practices that you were doing in stage three, right? You're still doing your business listings. You're still doing your review management. You're still strategically focused on your keywords and measuring those things. But stage five then is really taking things to that next level. It's really having in place the local KPIs, the local metrics. It's looking at, you know, your keyword ranking data, you know, what topics are the most viewed by the consumers, you know, the most engaged with. It's how do you start to think about organic visibility in everything you do? It's really integrating that into your culture as a marketing team, so that every piece you're doing at the national level, you're thinking about how do we implement this locally. How do we continue to improve conversion rates? You're looking at all those pages people are landing at. You're improving them. You're thinking of new tools, new tactics, new downloads, new content, new things that your consumer base is going to be engaging with, right? You're looking at that data, and then you're crafting your content calendar so that you're building new blogs and new pieces of content in line with what areas, you know, do we want to see continued growth in? Where do we need an extra boost? You're looking at all your markets. Some markets are going to perform really well. You'll have some markets that lag, right? And so some of the things that we do when we start to get this culture is, hey, this is an underperforming market. So we had a big national HVAC brand that we've worked with for many years that have crushed it. And, you know, they were doing really well in their small to mid-sized markets, but they had some really massive markets like Atlanta that were underperforming, right? Which makes sense. I mean, you know, if you're in a small market like Fort Wayne, Indiana, maybe you have a dozen HVAC companies you're competing with. In Atlanta, you have hundreds, literally. And many of them that are doing SEO and have a local web presence that are doing all those things. And so the competition's much stiffer. So it's much more difficult to break in to the top of the rankings in those markets. And so what we would do is we would work with them and we would analyze, you know, who are the top 3 to 5 competitors in this market? What are the things that they're doing that Google is rewarding? And then we would take those learnings back and we would implement them. But the cool thing is not only would the Atlanta market get those, but all the markets would get those things. So we continue to raise the bar and, you know, we would continue to create that distance between us and the competition in our mid-size and smaller markets. And we would start rising up and performing in, you know, our really competitive markets and learning new things and implementing them. And so when you start doing that, and that's the mindset that you have, you're looking at the data, you're refining, you're looking at your lagging markets or your lagging keywords, you're looking at the competitors, you're getting good ideas. And now you're using a platform like MarketSnare where you can implement these things and publish them out to all your markets instantly. Now you're continuing to just grow your domination. You're spreading out your keywords. Maybe you're adding new products and services that are ancillary to what you're doing, new opportunities to grow revenue. And that's kind of that stage 5, right? It's that what we call local market domination. You have the tool sets in place. You've got the workflow. You're integrating it into your culture. You're learning from your competitors, from your successes, from your failures, and you're constantly just refining and growing and building, building on your lead, right? And you're stepping on the gas and you're making sure that you're dominating. And when you start doing that, when you add new things, boom, you have so much local authority that those things just get ranking really fast, right? Your new ideas, you know, just get juiced right away. And then, you know, the other tactics and channels that you're using, your social, you're taking the tactics that you're doing and the content and things, and then you're promoting those out through social, driving traffic back. You're using your digital ads, you know, more effectively. You're really dialing in those campaigns and having localized landing pages that coordinate with your ads and the location to maximize conversion rates on those. So everything just starts flowing and working together, really taking advantage of that localization. And when you start doing that, that's when the marketing is so fun. You're thinking more strategically about what is the offer? What is the content? What are being engaged with? How am I improving that conversion? How am I making an excellent customer experience? And when you get to that level of thought, you just start, you know, to dominate, you know, those markets, and you just, it's really fun. And so with Sunburst Shutters, for example, you know, as they got to that stage and as they were doing that and with their digital agency and their marketing team, you know, it just became amazing to see. And what happened for them, you know, they had that initial amazing growth over the first, you know, 12 to 18 months of the program. But then what we saw is something that was really incredible because they've been on the program 7 or 8 years now, and they started seeing high double digit, even some years triple digit year over year growth that sustained growth where their cost per lead just continued to plummet. The amount of organic traffic they got was just dominant. We saw them page one for literally like 99% of the terms they were going after, and top three for about 95% of the terms that they were searching for across 50 markets. I mean, it's unheard of. And they just, I mean, they had record year after record year as a company. They built a huge new manufacturing facility and corporate offices in Las Vegas, right off the main interstate. They put the world's largest shutter outside. I mean, you know, they were just able to love life and do amazing things. You know, they're obviously their local franchisees and dealers were super happy. They were generating leads. Everybody was growing and doing amazing. And so, you know, that's what we live for, is seeing that kind of success, you know, with our clients. And that's why we put this together, because we know we've been doing this for over a decade. We manage over 30,000 local markets, and we see when people take these steps in their maturity, what happens, you know, to their growth, to their marketing performance, to their company revenue growth. And it's just really exciting to see. So that is it in the nutshell. I would really encourage you to go and download the ebook and read through that. But it's exciting when you kind of get to that level. And again, it doesn't happen overnight. It takes time to develop that mentality, to see those successes, to trust it, to start putting more resources into it. But when you do it, you know, you're really going to see, you know, moving from that 10 to 30% of that opportunity upwards, you know, into that 90, 95%, that's possible, you know, to get that level of success. And, you know, it starts with really putting that key focus on, you know, becoming locally relevant in each market, because that's what's been rewarded.
Well said. Well said. So yeah, if you would like to download the Local SEO Maturity Curve, document, we're going to put a link to that in the show notes. And also, you know, it'll have everything, not only a maturity curve graph, but also a breakdown of each stage. So you can look in and get more information about where you're at. So that's it for this episode of the Multilocation Marketing Show. If you have any questions, obviously always feel free to reach out to us through our website. But yeah, thank you so much for listening. And I hope this was really helpful to you and supportive to you. And we will see you on the next show. Thanks for listening to the Multilocation Marketing Show. If you're a multilocation business wanting to improve your local marketing, visit marketsnare.com/podcast for more content and resources. While you're there, book a call with one of our multilocation specialists, where we'll dive into your local marketing challenges and offer recommendations for improvements. Thanks again for listening. And we'll see you next week on the Multilocation Marketing Show.